producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we bat it around with our pals in D.C. from Talk Media News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Victoria, a lot happening, a lot emanating out of D.C., not like it always isn't, but the president takes to the airwaves, and he's only done this a couple of times, and this was to strictly focus on and address what happened in San Bernardino. What did you think of the president's message? And he's getting hammered in a lot of different corners, even Democrats are not happy with the response time, I guess, from the White House on the San Bernardino deal.
He's in a very difficult situation. If he had responded too quickly to the San Bernardino shooting before they were certain that it was terrorism, when they weren't sure whether it was workplace violence or a hybrid, he could have jumped the gun. He has to be right. Donald Trump doesn't have to be right. He can make it up and pull it out of an orifice, which is what he does. So that's fine. President has to be right. So he had to wait. Now, did he wait maybe one day too long? Maybe he did. I don't know. I'm sure, that's going to be poured over for history. And he may have done, because he didn't wait very long before he condemned the Planned Parenthood shooting. And I think people are aware of things like that.
Yeah.
I think people were also hoping that there would be something new. But the president believes in the strategy. So the only new part was that there's a strategy, I got this, there's going to be more of it. What I think he could have done is to explain why the strategy. Why this strategy? Why is it right?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I think. Give us a little more. That would have helped him absolutely. And you're right that he had to be cautious. I said this. He had to be cautious about when he did it. I think the problem is the timing. Maybe a day sooner would have been a lot better for him. Yeah.
The other piece is, okay, why the strategy? Why is it right? He also talked about, such and such, like ground war plays into the hands of ISIS or ISIL, as he calls it, blah, blah, blah. Why? Why does it? You've got to say that to the American people at this point. Don't go into the whole, you don't have to go into a whole exposition on the apocalyptic cult, although at some point somebody, one of these news outlets that's wasting their time going up, pawing over children's toys, might want to do something about why they're an apocalyptic cult and explain that to the American people. That might be helpful. But he should explain. They have an apocalyptic vision of the world. They view this as the West and Christendom versus Islam. We would be playing into that. He doesn't take it to the next step. People need to know that. People can understand that. We go and see disaster movies about this. We understand that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yep, absolutely, 100%. So while that's going on, and I think we're going to still see more commentary and whatnot the next couple of days over that, in Washington, we're nearing again another government shutdown. Any chance of the government shutting down?
Well, the conventional wisdom is no, there isn't a chance of the government shutting down, because they believe they're going to get it done. The lawmakers have until Friday. They've got to pass a long-term catch-all spending bill known as an omnibus. The tricky part is they want to schedule votes by midweek, and there are a whole load of policy riders. These are attachments, spending bits, little things that ride on the bill. Things like tightening the visa waiver program, loosening campaign finance restrictions, blocking environmental regs, halting refugee resettlement, things some people love and some people hate, and they've all got to be hammered out and fought over in the next 3 days. Less than that, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep our eye on that. Victoria Jones, Talk Media News, thanks so much as always.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you heard Victoria there. Will it be a Merry, Merry Christmas or a dull and dreary dud of a holiday season because the government shuts down? I sincerely doubt it. If I were a betting person, which, of course, I'm not, I would say it won't happen. It's more of that same old cockamamie maneuvering that we're subjected to, the theater that bores us all to tears, but yet affects us. As I say about America Tonight, listen, it's about you. It's about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard isn't so much over the government shutting down. I think because so often we're pulled into this charade, and in the end, we're just taunted along the way. Ooh, veterans won't get checks. Social Security checks will be late. What will happen if the government shuts down? We'll have to pay more for the people who are ultimately in that weird space where they have off, but yet they're getting paid. It's called furloughed. I don't think it's going to happen. Somehow, some way, this will sort itself out. And the closer you get to the break in Congress, the more pressure there is to wrap things up. Now, really, the big news for me the last day or so, and what the buzz is probably across your fence, and perhaps just right there in the front of your yard when your neighbor passes you by, is Donald Trump flat out saying, let's just shut down Muslims entering the United States. He goes all in. He's at the poker table, and he shoves every single chip. None of them are rolling off right in the middle of the pot. He is all in and doubling down on the fact that Americans enough are concerned about who's coming into the country to say that. Because even fellow Republicans are all over Donald Trump for saying that all Muslims should be stopped. They shouldn't be let into the country. Chris Christie, Republican governor from New Jersey, running for president, thinks it's dangerous. Bush calls Trump unhinged. Almost every single Republican rival blasted Trump for his flat-out call to ban every single Muslim from entering into the United States. Ohio Governor John Kasich says this is just one more of the outrageous divisiveness that characterizes his every breath, and another reason why he is entirely unsuited to lead the United States. Lindsey Graham says he's putting at risk the lives of interpreters, American supporters, diplomats, the troops in the region by making these bigoted comments. So I open up the floor to you and say, when you hear Donald Trump saying that, besides Dan in Texas, who frequently calls the show our buddy, I know that he would be on board with this. Do you think what the Republicans, what the other Republicans are saying is right on? In other words, let me dispel it out for you. I mean, of course, they're in a situation where many of them are really lagging in the polls. Are they right about Trump? Should he be shut down because of the comments? Will it matter when we get to results season? Will people remember? Or does this, in fact, endear him to people who are concerned about loosey-goosey visas? 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street.
You just have to like this song.
Today.
I like it. Hey, coming up, don't forget Tuesday. Nail the score. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. Actually, it's one prize. It's a computer. If you correctly nail the score, you win a computer. And that is an awesome Christmas gift to you from us. If you just nail the score, it's not so easy to nail the score. It's not. In fact, we are going to give you the big check in our next segment as to whether or not anyone nailed the score this week. It's so much fun to play. You don't have to know diddly about football. It's not about analyzing and saying how great one player is or one defense. I mean, you can throw that in. But you know what they say, paralysis by analysis. So just a quick nod to nail the score. And it's in our next show, second hour, last segment. Talking about Donald Trump and his statements about Muslims, which I think are just going to shoot him up in the polls. The San Bernardino situation has infuriated with good reason so many of us. I mean, look, you start to read about the victims working for the county, having a Christmas party, know the guy, been there 5 years. They have no idea he's amassing an arsenal, no idea that this is about to happen to them. And you just imagine yourself for 2 seconds in that situation and nobody has a gun. So then we go back to the gun thing again and the strictest gun laws you can imagine in California, not for the Islamic jihadists who were hell-bent on ruining lives. Jason is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hi. Sorry.
Hello.
Right?
No worries.
Good job.
Hello.
Hello.
I have to ask the question, who's going to pay for all these refugees to come over to us? Who's going to pay for their new American lives? Who's going to pay for their housing? Who's going to pay for their new education into our system? You know, we keep talking about the religious aspect of it all, but,
yeah.
You know, it comes down to, in the end, we are going to pay to ship these refugees over. We are going to pay for their health care. We are going to pay for their new American lives. And if they, for some strange reason, end up on welfare, we are going to continue to pay for their new American lives. I'm sorry.
Bingo, that's it, Jason. You win. You're right. Taxpayers, you and me, we pay.
You know, and then on top of it, if we want to add the religious aspect of it back in, true Muslims, not the peace-loving Muslims, because there are peaceful Muslims just
yes.
like there are peaceful
yep.
people
I
everywhere.
Agree. Yep.
But Muslims that follow true Sharia law
right.
do not belong in the United States. The United States law, and you know, our federal laws and our state laws go directly against the way Sharia law is written. Including the parts where, you know, they are allowed to rape little boys. Under religious law, they are allowed to rape little boys. Did you know that our military is having to stand next to our allies as they do this?
It's brutal.
I've seen several interviews of military men that have been discharged because they were not morally able to stand next to them and allow it to happen.
It's I mean, again, whether it's the aspect of, and you said it, I'm glad you said it, different from peaceful Muslims, but following the Quran to the extreme, the Sharia law, etc., you know, you're absolutely right, and who pays in the end? It's taxpayers who pay. Anybody
no.
listening to what Jason said and what I've been saying, that's it. No joke. You pay, I pay. Then you ask yourself, well, aren't we a humanitarian country and do we not do things that way? I mean, aren't we the land of the free, home of the brave? Give us your huddled masses. You think you take that tour and you see what it was like at Ellis Island. But there was a process, even if it was brutal at times, there was a process at Ellis Island. There is no process here. There is no process. And that's the big problem. But like I said, Republicans became unhinged and incensed by the comments. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, thanks for the call, Jace, not excited about Trump, of course. He said, this is the kind of thing people say when they have no experience, basically. Paul called, you know, for a ban on people from the Middle East, but he didn't say anything about religion and his. Chris Christie said, you know, he's got no experience and he doesn't know what he's talking about. We don't need to endorse that type of activity, nor should we. Carly Fiorina even threw in her two cents when she was asked on the O'Reilly Factor. She said his overreaction is as dangerous as Barack Obama's underreaction. He's mobilizing anti-Muslim sentiment. He's preying on the fears of the American people. It's a rabble-rousing. That's what it's called. As for Ted Cruz, you know, his reaction, just a tad different if you listen to what he's been saying. And what Ted Cruz has been saying is that it's not his policy, but he's introduced legislation in the Senate that will put in place a 3-year moratorium on refugees coming from countries where ISIS or Al-Qaeda can control a substantial amount of territory. And that reason is that's where the threat is coming from. And the Obama administration, the FBI, has told us they don't have the resources to properly vet the refugees to determine whether or not they are ISIS terrorists. I think that's the approach we should take, and we need a commander-in-chief who is focused on helping the nation stay safe, and the way to do that is focusing in particular on radical Islamic terrorism, which is exactly what I intend to do. I mean, so there you go. There's the reaction to the president holding court on Sunday. Then there's the reaction to Donald Trump's statements. Senator Barbara Boxer says Trump's statement is a repeat of historical attacks of bigotry and hatred that we've seen before from demagogues. It's dangerous and it's wrong. And the hits just keep on coming. Everybody in politics on either side had something to say about what Donald Trump said as far as Muslims are concerned, flat out issuing a statement calling for the complete and total shutdown of all Muslims entering the United States. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Donald Trump is unhinged. He is unhinged. You throw your two cents in and bat this one around. I mean, you know, he totally ripped the cover off of it. That's what he's saying. He's not qualifying it. 855-266-5283. You know, now it's like what I keep going back to. To me, the thing to become unhinged about is I really can't put myself in the shoes of those people in San Bernardino, but I can only imagine that no amount of therapy would do much, no offense to my friends in the psychiatric business, would do much to quell my complete and utter shock and anger over the situation. You know, we knew about ISIS for a long time and kind of ISIS, just another terror group. There's a whole bunch of different terror groups out there. While they slowly started to look at real estate, while they slowly got more and more funding, and this is exactly what happens. It's exactly what happens right under our noses. Brutal. All right, by the way, believe it or not, we are going to seg into some other things, but certainly the headline that it's not fueled by anything other than conversation, because there's a lot of conversation around it, is Trump saying keep the Muslims from the U.S. That's the only way we can do it. Every day a new little factoid drops out of the investigation as to what the San Bernardino shooters were doing. And apparently we knew that they were radicalized for some time, or at least we know that now. That's what the FBI is saying. They gunned down 14 people last week, but the shooters, Syed Farouk and Tashim Malik, practiced at gun ranges all over Los Angeles for a very long time once she was in the country. Could anything have been done to stop this plot? What could have been done to stop the plot? Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate. Christmas, Kwanzaa, everything else coming up round the bend. So close, we can almost touch it. Can you believe this year, boom, has sailed by in a snap? It's crazy, I gotta say. But what's crazy is the buildup politically is now turning the page to the from the we think this is gonna happen to the this is the results. This is what is. This is what's happening. This is what's going on when it counts. So for Trump, the risk is, I think, a lot different than some of the other candidates. And now they're flipping the equation and jumping on him when he says anything about Muslims, especially something as provocative as all Muslims, keep them all out of the country. not let's keep anyone who's radicalized, let's not be afraid to say radical jihadist, but let's keep them all out. Let's just, you know, do that. Now, Trump supporters, by the way, and there are a ton of people, because we certainly have seen the polls, Trump supporters say the Muslim plan is not affecting their point of view. It's not changing their mind on Donald Trump, whether it's inflammatory or polarizing or, you know, whatever, because Islam is supposed to be the religion of peace. Trump read the release word for word. Standing room only rally on the USS Yorktown. And he's reading it Pearl Harbor Day, and he gets pretty much a smattering of applause, a lot of applause across the board. So the people, most of the people loved it. Trump also called to question an online poll conducted by the Center for Security Policy that found 25% of Muslim Americans thought violence against Americans is justified. That these are people who are here, by the way, is what Trump said. There was a guy who yelled out in the crowd, they're in Detroit. There's someone else in the crowd that screamed out, send them all home. There were a few protesters, but they were removed when they just kept screaming. So the Trump supporters agree with him. They agree. No matter what any other candidate says, they agree with what he's saying. To make America great again, we have to shut down the revolving door. He questioned the teachings, the activities in Muslim mosques. He said we have to respect them, the mosques, but we have to look at them. Something is happening in there. There's anger, and we have to know about it. He called for some sort of controls on the internet to help restrict recruiting and publicity by the Islamic State, and he encouraged vigilance against would-be terrorists. He said, here's the one I like that he ended up tweeting, you don't have to worry about racial, and he said profiling, you don't have to worry about profiling, I promise I will defend you for profiling. Because remember, that was the whole thing, oh, the profiling, we don't do that. But yes, we do do that, but no, wait, no, we don't do it. It just depends on who asks. All right, I've invited you all to weigh in, and I've gotten a ton of emails. We'll get to the mailbag here eventually in our next hour. But let me throw out the numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You can flip me an email, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Let's go to Moses in Florida. Hey, Moses.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's your take?
My take is, again, a lot of stuff I've been listening to, Coast to Coast and Brown Zero for some years, and I'm 59, and I have been doing spiritual research for over 20-something years, and I feel like he's talking about Baphomet. I think he has this symbol all wrong. And even Luciferians, they have a thinking, feeling that that's the evil. Luciferian is, Lu means luminous, and Cypher means fear, all our energy, signature. So it's all about becoming an enlightened being. I see sometimes, again, we can agree to disagree. I just want to share the information, some of the information that I have been led to, you know, for the listening audience.
So you know, when we talk about, hey, look, there's Muslims that are peaceful and that the religion of Islam is peaceful, you say that's what people are missing?
Yes, they are missing because it's really in the what they call the Holy Bible. It's mm-hmm. Genesis 14:18. It says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, not Shalom, but Salem in Arabic, which means, come from the root word Salam, which means peace. And he was the priest of the Most High God. That's why Emmanuel he had to learn the male this order, not in the Masonic order or the shrine or these other orders. He had to learn this order, again, the Melchizedek order, so he could become a high priest. And that's why he was called a Prince of Peace.
So you think Donald Trump's statements are way out of line?
It's way out of line because, again, once you realize, like, most you got a lot of so-called Christians that are not real. I guess follow the tenets of Christianity. It's, like they say, Islam is religion. Muslim, again, comes from, it's abbreviated Muslim, Muslim, one of peace, simple as that. So when you mention Muslim, Muslim is not a religion.
Again, yeah, you know what? You know what, Moses, you know, I say this all the time and I get shellacked for it, but how I view it is saying that that there are, we'll call them, I understand what you're doing with the separation, but for the sake of how it's being viewed, there are peaceful Muslims practicing a religion that shouldn't be part of any kind of a ban, because we could say that about any religion. Think about the Catholics and the Protestants. Think about, for goodness sake, what happened, which led to the founding of the United States, if we wanted to go in that direction. And we, and across history, we've seen that often religion is the reason for wars, is why things have become so divisive. There's a great book by Sam Harris, and he talks about this. Thanks, Moses. He talks about the fact, your phone was echoing a little bit there, he talks about the fact that religion often is what tears, in the name of religion, it's often what tears so many people apart, which is supposed to be the opposite of some of the founding, the reasons for the foundings of several religions. You know, the bottom line is this. I mean, absolutely radicalized jihadist, hell-bent on using whatever they want to use, manipulating words however they want to use them to do something to harm us. Oh, I mean, come on, I agree. Block the gate. The problem is we're so lame on checking visas, on letting what happened on 9/11, not learning a lesson from that, and yes, creating some systems that are working, but still not really cracking down on the visas. I think we have to cut down and look at the process for how people are acquiring visas. I think there has to be stricter screening of the people who are getting in. I agree with that. But how do you screen people that you have nowhere to screen them? If we're talking about Syria, and to the point of talking about the refugees coming in, you know, who pays for the refugees, who pays for the schooling, who pays for all of that, and when you wrap your arms around it, it is an impossible task with the way the system is set up. There is no winning here. If one more thing happens, one more bomb, one more workplace shooting where you can tie it back to somebody being radicalized, oh, the powder keg will explode. I mean, it will explode, no doubt about it. It'll just take that one more time for that to happen. San Bernardino was already way, way too much. But there you are. And that's what we're faced with, trying to make some pretty tricky decisions. Whoever is president, and that's why it is significant to pay attention to who's in the race and really listen to what they're saying, because who's ever in this race and becomes president, they're inheriting all of this. They're going to have to figure it out. That's what's going to happen. All right, stay with us, everybody. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tell you, like the largest pocket knife. I'll never forget when I saw, and I have one of these little balls on my desk, you know, the rubber band ball thing that some of you got. Well, I remember the guy who was pushing his giant largest rubber band ball. I remember this because he lived in Florida, and I wanted my sister-in-law, find this guy, take a picture, I have to see it. And this happened a while ago. This happened back in 2008, and this ball weighed over 9,000 pounds. I can only imagine what it would be like to work in this industry where I could find out all these cool things and collect them for my own space that people could come and see. So I'm so excited as Kate on the Road takes you to San Antonio to introduce you to somebody who gets to play out my fantasy every day of his life. Davis Phillips is in charge of his company runs three really unique spots, very close to the Alamo, in fact. and it includes the Guinness World Records Museum, Ripley's Haunted Adventure, and then Tomb Raider 3D. So I figure you can go see cool things at the Guinness World Record Museum, then you get scared out of your mind in the Haunted Adventure, and then you take the edge off by being thrilled with the ups and downs of Tomb Raider. Then it's time to go to lunch. So it's perfect. Thank you so much, Davis, for jumping on Kate on the Road. We appreciate it. How did you get into this, to the whole events deal? Because I think it's really neat.
It's a real blessing to be able to enjoy what you do for a living. I look forward to coming to work every single day because we get to entertain people with all sorts of bizarre stuff and make a living from it. And so it's really fun every day. And thank God there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of time on their hands to create some really unusual things for us that we can use in our attractions across San Antonio. It's a lot of fun.
So you heard me talk about the Guinness Book of World Records. When I was a kid, Davis, seriously, I dragged that book around. I was constantly looking up records. And I it's crazy for it. And it was really true about the rubber ball thing. I just thought that was the neatest thing I'd ever seen. So what's new as far as the Guinness World Records? Tell us a couple of cool things that you have.
Well, our newest exhibit in the museum here in San Antonio and our attraction is an area where you can compete against the records, where we actually have different stations set up with what the records are for those particular items, particular record-breaking opportunities. And then you get to do it and try to compete against it, and you see what the record is, and then there's timers. And so it's becoming very hands-on and interactive, just as almost all the entertainment experiences are, to where you get to try to come in and compete against it. It's not just walking through and seeing videos or exhibits about it, but you get to start doing things yourself and seeing how difficult some of this really is. When you try to do it and you fail miserably, it gives you some context of how either supremely talented or supremely bored some of these people are that they have the time to get this good at something.
So give me an example of what that would be. Like, could I go in and chew gum for 20 hours? Then you'd have to close the museum and I'd be standing there. What would be something I would compete against?
We have Lego Lot, the fastest Legos stacked up. I don't remember off my head what that record is, but that's one thing. The number of coffee beans transferred from one cup to another with chopsticks is another thing. Then balancing golf balls on tees, how many you can do in, I think it's 30 seconds what the record is. So there's just a variety of different fun things that all ages can be a part of it. And it's about providing family fun and doing it in ways that engage all age ranges.
All right, I like that. So anybody out there, try this on your own and then go down to San Antonio and see if you can do it at Davis's place. I like the
right.
Coffee being transferring with the chopsticks. That's hilarious. All right, so a haunted adventure. How do you do that? How do you do a Ripley's Haunted Adventure? What's that like?
Well, it's kind of like a haunted house on steroids. Most people who do haunted houses are kind of enthusiasts, and they do it for a few weeks once a year. And Ripley Entertainment had this concept about 15 years ago, 17 years ago. Let's take this and create like the Disneyland of haunted houses. It took about $2 million to build this. So just the cage ride, we have a three-story cage ride that takes you up to start the adventure. And when you get up in there, you've just ridden something that cost $275,000 to install, which is more than obviously most haunted attractions or haunted houses cost to do the entire thing. So it is a combination of live actors, animatronics, special effects, and all sorts of surprises through there. And it's very, very good. I'll say this. We never have somebody complain that it's not scary enough. Usually,
oh.
If there is a complaint, it's that it's too scary. So, you know, you have to enjoy the haunted type stuff. You have to like being scared, and it's all for fun. Nobody touches you. It's very safe.
Right.
We've never lost a guest yet, so we're going to hopefully keep that record going.
All right, and quickly, the third thing, the Tomb Raider 3D, what does that mean? What's the 3D part?
Well, this is an attraction that we made up with the Sally Company. We created this dark ride where you get in a car and you go through with 3D glasses, and it is themed in the Egyptian theme, the curse of Anubis, an Egyptian god. And you go through and shoot at different targets and see who wins based on points. And it's a theme park style ride. So it's pretty neat. You don't usually see something of this kind of quality sitting out by itself. It's usually part of a theme park.
I love it.
The company that we use to produce this attraction, that's what they do. They put in these kind of rides all throughout the country and the world, actually, with inside theme parks. So we have those three unique attractions collected here in downtown San Antonio.
So if somebody wants to see it, they just have to, really, you're right next to the Alamo.
Yes, yeah, right across the street from the Alamo, and they can come in. We have probably 1.5 to 2 million visitors a year come to the Alamo, and 32 million visitors a year come to San Antonio. So we're sitting right in the middle of all that, and there's plenty of opportunities for people to be here and have a good time, and the weather's good. We typically don't get too cold, and probably have more issues with heat, I guess, than you guys do with cold.
I love that. Davis Phillips, thanks so much. Phillips Entertainment, check it out. I've been there. All three are really super awesome. Thanks for joining us on Kate on the Road.
Hey, thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
Now we go to our Kate on the Road roving reporter, Bob Phillips.
Hi, Kate. In a salute to Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, I want to tell you about a hotel that Frank owned on Lake Tahoe from 1960 to 1963. The hotel called the Cal Neva was built in 1926 and still stands today in Crystal Bay. Half of it is in California and half of it is in Nevada, hence the name Cal Neva. It became one of the most famous resorts in the country and drew fellow Rat Packers Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Peter Lawford, and stars such as Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio, and Julia Prowse, as well as gangsters. Judy Garland even first performed there at age 13 in 1935. It is said that Marilyn Monroe spent her final weekend at the Cal Neva before she died of a drug overdose in Los Angeles. Frank Sinatra himself renovated the Cal Neva, adding the celebrity showroom and a helicopter pad on the roof. He used tunnels to shuffle mobsters and celebrities beneath the resort so they wouldn't be seen by the general public. The tunnels were built in the late 1920s so liquor could be smuggled in during Prohibition. The reason I'm telling you this is because you can take a tour of the tunnels and see the cabins that they all stayed in. It is considered one of the most fascinating tours in Northern Nevada. It is a trip back in time as the tour begins in the interior of the lodge, which still looks much like it did in 1926. Visitors learn about the resort's past and the famous celebrity guests and gangsters that used the tunnel, as well as those who stayed in which cabin. Heck, you might even see a ghost. Old Blue Eyes lived in cabin number 5 when he visited Lake Tahoe. The caveat to this whole story, Kate, is that the Cal Neva is currently closed for renovation and is scheduled to reopen in the spring of 2016. Back to you, Kate.
Send us your exciting adventures. Tell us where you've been or where you'd like to go. Some of the neat opportunities that you've had, museums or really oddities that you've seen on the road or cool attractions. Send them to us at kate@kateontheroad.com, kate@kateontheroad.com. So fun. I love the adventure of traveling to new places, and we hope to take you to many, many, many places as we continue with Kate on the Road.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a man forgetting, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and the best thing that the world be turning our way. On the road again.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.